Begin the Karan Dam, Sech the Shabbos, Daf Kofchol Zayin, and begin on the base, begin on Taze the Masada, begin to wizard the Gemara, keep in the Chaz and the Kohen, since it's fit for the Kohen, Shah Shabbos, Dami, so it's okay. Taze can explain that why isn't Truma Mukta for Yisrael because it's fit for a Kohen? The Gemara is saying that if it's in the hands of Yisrael, it's allowed to move it. Why is it not Mukta just because it's fit for a Kohen? What's bothering Taze is that Avagab Dam, Mishilik Hiro, although the Gemara said previously, Dam, Zayin, and Al. The big danim, the garments of paupers. Lashim loy, for wealthy people. No, it's not considered as a beged. It's going to be mukta. What do you mean? We see if it's not fit for the person itself, even if it's fit for others, it is mukta. So why is this case of truma any different? Let's just say, it's not true. Here, it really, this food item is fit for everyone. It's in metzias, it is. It's only that it is a prohibition that's laying on it. There, the cloth is not fit simply because of inferiority in the quality. Therefore, that's a fundamental difference if that would be considered as chazir or not. And so he says, Mahaitamanami, for that same reasoning, lo yamin hasam. We don't say over there, in that case, regarding the garments of the poor people. The svara of the ibayi, what do you mean? Because if you wanted to, then mafkil anichse, then he could have declared his assets ownerless, and then he would have been a pauper. Meaning, we could have said by the Gemara says regarding demai that why isn't mukta, even though it's forbidden for wealthy people, that's not a pauper. Because if he wanted to, he could have declared his properties ownerless, and he would be poor, and then be able to eat it. And if it's not mukta even now for a wealthy person, now why by the big danim don't we say that it's fit for the wealthy person? Because if he wants, he can mafkir his nechasim, he's going to be a pauper, and then it's going to be fit into weird. And that's his taste. His taste coming to say it's exactly what we said before. Because we only say such a svar like by muktzah machmas iser, like a demai, where it's not fit for the wealthy person, only because the iser that we say, okay, you know, if I was mafkir, I would be able to, so fine, even now we don't consider it as awesome. But regarding muktzah, because of the reality, the metzias, a garment for a poor person is not qualified for a wealthy person, we don't say if he would be mafkir, then he would be poor, and therefore that's why we don't give that pshat over there by the big name, we're going to say it's muktzah for the wealthy person. Now, Taz continues, he's bothered, he says, well, this is the Gemara said previously enough, Kof Chafayim et al. Shiori Perez Muyis, the remnants of a garment, Chain Ben Gimel, Gimel doesn't have 3x3 finger breath, that ain't metal, no, you see, now let him move it. Okay, so Mashbet sounds like a Yeshben Shalshashot, but if it would have 3x3 finger breath, metal, you'd be able to move it. Now, Taz is bothered, that sounds like for everyone, but that's only fit for poor person, not for wealthy people. So says, Taz, you're right, hang on, means for poor people. Or actually, Inami Taz gives another approach, he says, no, it's Afil Hashim, it's even for wealthy people. The vase, anim, in the house of a poor person, who he's the balabais, he's the homeowner, goes based on him, then even a wealthy person would be allowed to move it. So Taisa had asked, that why is the halacha of Truma in the hand of Yisrael, that he's allowed to go ahead and move it? It's not like muktzah, because if it's fit for a kohen, then the garments of a poor person, that we don't consider it fit for wealthy because of the poor person, and for him it is going to be muktzah. So this explains the fundamental difference. But Truma really is fit for everyone to eat in mitzvahs in reality. It's just the Isser that doesn't allow it for the Yisrael. So therefore, it's not mukta because it's fit for the kohen. But by the garments of a poor person, the metziah is not fit for a wealthy person. Therefore, it's going to be mukta, even though it's fit for the poor people. And therefore, Taisa explained, that's why we don't say by the big danim that's not mukta by the wealthy, because if he wants, he could have declared ownerless, because that's only by a mukta machmas iser type of svara, like demai and truma, but not by a mukta based on reality. But then Taisa had a question, that why do we say by the leftover garments that 3x3 finger breadths that you could move it, it's not fit for wealthy people? So Taisa says, you're right, it's only for the poor. Or no, in the house of Alani, where you go based on the balabais, it's not going to be mukta even for a wealthy person. Tinek says the message begins towards the Gemara. The Ibayi Mafkal Nefse, if he wants, he could declare all his assets a hefker, ownerless. Just to explain that why does the Gemara have to say that reasoning and not sufficient with the first reasoning? Because the Gemara said that the reason why demai is not mukta shabbos, even though it's also to be eaten, because it's fit even for a wealthy person. Why? Because if he wants, he could have declared his properties ownerless and be poor, and then demai would be fit for him too. So Taisa actually says, I'm a Muslim, we could have said like we said previously. We said previously, you cannot have said as we're saying now, but what you're saying now, you could have said let's say previously, which is that Kiva the Chazi, you could have said, oh, since it's fit for the Kayin to eat it, so it's over here, so you can say the same thing over here. Since Demai, it's fit for the poor, so therefore it's not mukta even for the wealthy. And Taisa says, you're right, we could have said that too. But since we find the reason, you don't have to say like a migri, because if it's for someone else, so then it's not mukta for me. No, you can find the reason even for him itself that it's fit, like we said, because you can mafkir his nechasim. So Amos said, therefore he said, but you're right, we didn't even have to come on to that type of a chiddush. But additionally, Taz says another approach. No, the Gemara there needed this reasoning to say that if he wanted to, he could declare his properties ownerless, he's going to be poor, and then demai is fit for him. for other halachas of demai, like zimun and eating matzah, which you could not permit it just because if it's for the poor person. Therefore, we said over here, but you're right, in this context, you didn't necessarily need it as much. Tzimek says matzah begins with Gemara, high idgin. Here, it's already been considered, turned into grain. So to explain that, why does the Gemara make it sound like that's specifically regarding smoothing the pile and doesn't mention the other aspect about coming into the house? Because the Gemara had explained that the case that we're talking about, that the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to clear out, my solution of Netlut Rabasai, is that you took up Truma Smeiser, but not Truma Gedayla, and you're allowed to, after the fact, eat it without taking up Truma Gedayla, because there's two psukim contradictory. One says that you infers that you do have to take up Truma Gedayla, one not. And we said that what's the difference? One is talking about you took it from the smoothed-out pile, then you do have to. One's taken from the Shabbat, then you don't have to. On that point that the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, well, what do you see fit? So it says, yeah, because the smoothed-out pile already became dagan. So therefore, there's already obligation of Truma Gedayla. When you give it to the lady first, he's taking the kayans, then you have to give him Truma Gedayla, unlike when it's in stalks. But Taisa makes the following inference. But the Nakat Idgins, and the fact that we say because it already became dagan, it became grain, Mashmit sounds like, I feel like roping the advice, even if it didn't see the surface of the house, I mean, it didn't come into the house yet, that still, just the fact that it was smoothed out, is already obligating Truma Gedayla, because the smoothing out is the finishing off to make it obligated in Truma. That says Taisa, to wonder, why is it end up with just smoothing it out to be chayiv in this liability of the maceration of Truma? Akati, I feel like Dima Bukri, even if it's, he goes first by the smoothed out pile, Namalei L'chayiv, it shouldn't be obligated, it'll be Idgin, but roping the advice. The obligation of Truma is only when it becomes dogged and it goes into the house. So why are you saying that already Idgin already had the chiv of Truma that the lady now has to give from his Maiserishan, Truma's Gedayla? And that's the taste of what you could say is as follows. The Eilu Kaz of Bahari Maisim. If we didn't say the Pasuk of Bahari Maisim, which is the Pasuk we remember, Truma's Hashem Maisim and Maisim, from there we learn now to exempt the Maiserishan from Truma Gedayla, which is learned from that Pasuk. So I mean, I would have said without that Pasuk, Dukum Chayavin, that yeah, in all situations you'd be obligated in the Truma Gedayla, Afilla Idgin, even if the Meiser did not come before the Truma when it was already grain, even when it was less than a stalk, because you don't have a pasuk yet to tell you to exempt it. You would think that you'd be chayiv subsequently in the Truma Gedayla. So this is a hash to the Chzim Kra. Now that we have a pasuk that does exempt in this situation from Truma Gedayla, Mukmi Lebe Mestabes, so we're going to explain what's logical behind the Lo Idgin, only if it didn't turn into grain yet. Shavu L'Ro Pnei Abayis, that even when it's going to see the surface of the face, Lo HaYichayiv, it was not obligated in Truma because it was not smoothed out first. And that's why we're going to interpret the pasuk in regards to, because again, had we not had the pasuk, we would have said, of course, you're always going to be chayav Truma Gedayla. So we're not going to take it more than what we necessarily have to, which is not even Ro Pnei Abayis, even if it just was Meruah. Or Inam Yishlema, another approach that says what you could say is, Hadi Nakat Idgin, this that we're saying that it became into grain because it was smoothed out in the pile. Heineke called Dina. It means it doesn't just mean that. It means like all of its aspects. Meaning Shirup and Abayis. And it also came into the house. Ella, the most of the psychonokit is just picking something that's concrete, that's definitive, because as Taisa explains, the Ikalaman the Amma Baba Mati, because there is an opinion above Mati that Pechas Mabez, you like being the reason Pnei Abayis, El Bazizim al Nab, that you don't need to come into the house only by olives and by grapes, the Lebanon Garden, which that's not something that you make into a pile, but by grain that you do make into a pile, that you're obligated even without Ruah Pnei Abayis. So not to get into those machlik, he's only mentioned the idea of Meiruach, but you're right, according to those who require Pnei Abayis, it would be also only after that point that then, if the lady went first, he would have to give Truma Gedayla from his produce. The next text is not to begin the words of Gemara, HaKamashim, what's coming to tell us, is that Ein Chemesh Ma'akev, is that the fifth is not integral, which we learned in the Mishnah that you let him move around these boxes, and we said one of the cases was, if it has Meiser Shein Hektish that was redeemed, the Gemara says redeemed, of course, it's like a regular stuff that are mutter to be moved. Nothing more says no. It was redeemed that you give the principal, but you didn't give the fifth. And that's the chiddush of the chemish ma'akev. Now, what's bothering Tais is va'avgav the meboy lama paragas up. Although the Gemara actually asks it over there in Bab Matzia, Tafnun Dal Medal, ima akev iloy is the fifth integral or not? V'loy pasha ma'akev. The Gemara doesn't resolve from here. Why not? Don't you see clearly that it's not ma'akev? So Tais no mishum dava matzal mitzchah. You could reject and say the agav achri netanya that we only said the case of ma'ayis hekdesh vekdesh nifti. You're right. It is pasha because you did give the fifth. What I mean, then why are you saying it? Yeah, it's just agav or parenthetical to all the other cases we said it, and therefore it wouldn't have been the definitive raya, and therefore the Gemara does not resolve the question of chemish ma'akiv from here, although we're saying in the simple way that that's the chiddush, the chemish is not ma'akiv, but the tzad that would hold chemish with ma'akiv would say that's not definitive raya, and you would say it's just agav all the other ones that you said this case, and it is obvious to Toma that not only did you give the principle, you also gave the fifth to redeem it.